Hi everybody, it's Avery and Gia.
Why? I'm gonna start whispering. How about that?
I just want to get us all into a calm place. I'm practicing being Zen these days. You should join me.
It's definitely not helping. It's the opposite effect.
Well, I'm also getting ready for a big trip coming up.
Ooh, that's so exciting, especially
expeditious. Yes.
Exponentially in these post-pandemic times.
Yes, it is very exponential. And exclamation-y. Exclamatory? Yes.
Yes.
English. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It is a place where I hope to find a lot of that Zen because...
Ooh, are you going to India? Missing.
No, that would be a good guess. No, Costa Rica.
Okay.
Costa Rica. Being all tan. And yeah, I just knocked the table.
Learning to dance, maybe?
So that knocked me off my vocal point. So, trip is well planned, and by the time this airs, I will be back. I will be a different person.
Will you now?
Yeah,
that's exciting. Didn't know Costa Rica could do
that. Have to be,
but
that's just the lineal.
For an episode about words, we're really doing a great job of fucking them up.
So, because I don't have the words in my own language, I think we should introduce them in somebody else's.
Yeah.
Si o no?
Oui.
Da.
Eine kleine Natte music. I don't know.
Muy bien. All right. So, we're doing really well so far. What's your favorite word in another language?
All right, so I had a couple. It was very hard to narrow it down. Because for me, there's ones that I enjoy saying because they're just like, that mouth feel is great. And there's other ones where I really enjoy what they mean. So I'm going to go serious first and then we'll get funny. My serious word that I like is from Japanese. I don't speak Japanese, but this word describes me very succinctly. Again, I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm going to try my best. Sundoku.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like somebody who has a very tall pile of books and does not read any of them.
Okay.
So I always try my best and I'm like, I'm going to go to a bookstore and not buy anything. And then I leave with half of the bookstore. And yet I haven't started reading any of those because I have a ton of other books to read. So it's just this constant backlog of books.
Yeah.
So that's one that I enjoy, that word.
Uh-huh.
The other two are just funny ones. One's in Italian and it's rimbambito.
Ooh, yeah.
Which means, yes, that mouth. rimbambito is when you are just dazed and you're kind of out of it. The other way to say it is rincoglionito, which is also fun to say, but also it means reballed, as in testicled, because a coglione is a slang for testicle. So you're rincoglionito. And in Spanish, I really like mama huevo, which is a really, strong curse when you are cursing someone out. Also, just because, shout out to MC, who translates it into mother egg in English. So that's why it's just this dual, it's a great curse word, and it's also just imagining someone being mother egg.
Yeah, it doesn't sound it doesn't kick. It doesn't pack that punch in English, for sure.
No, but you'll definitely throw someone off guard, and then, it'll be easier to take them down verbally.
Mm.
I don't condone violence unless it's verbal violence.
Unless it's condonable. Unless it's warranted. Am I right? Just kidding. No, we don't advocate for that. Wow, you came very well prepared. I was going to say, so one of them was about a little bit, being not distracted, but that's me all the time. Confused, right? Dazed and confused.
Yes.
Yeah. So my favorite word in German is Durcheinander, and it means...
Door hand under.
Not close at all. It means through another, through one another. But that's translated literally.
Okay.
It's not mother egg. It means to confusion. Alles ist Durcheinander is basically what I say all the time because it's true.
All is door hand under.
The other one that also has the same prefix is...
Not even going to acknowledge that.
Because it Because you said it now twice, and I didn't approve twice. So, no. You don't get extra credit for slipping it in under the door hand under twice.
I made a full sentence with it, okay?
That doesn't count. All right, so the second one, though, is similar prefix, but this is why German can be so much fun. Durchfall. Have you ever heard of this?
Durchfall? No.
Well, you wouldn't because you're mispronouncing it once again.
I was like, Durchfall sounds like my high school experience. Continue.
Wow. I'm just going to talk to the wall. More interactive experience and more enlightening.
Yeah, I was going to say interactive, no. Enlightening, beneficial, productive.
Lack thereof, yes. Would be great. So Durchfall, right? Don't say anything. Means through fall. And it literally means to fall through. To fall through you.
Oh my God.
So you can only imagine what that means in English.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, my chest hurts.
Is it going to Durchfall?
Well, in your case, yes.
You're going to fall through my chest? I'm confused about all this right. Preposition. I don't know.
It's a noun. I have Durchfall. I have diarrhea.
Oh!
Yes! The food falls through you.
I totally missed that completely.
No shit. Or in this case, all the shit. Falling through you. Oh, my God. Sweaty. Yes.
Is that your other favorite word?
Schwitze. Yes. Oh,
just
my
nervous
God.
Laughter at this point. Oh, my God.
No, then I was going to add a curse word, though, and it is in Italian, which you'll probably correct me on, but it's, well, two of them. Che cazzo, right? What the fuck?
Che cazzo.
Che cazzo. Uh-huh. And then, like.
Well, literally, what the dick.
Nice.
But yes.
And then vaffanculo. I really like. I think those are very.
Which is take it up the butt. It is. And you made the arm gesture of like the fist going up, like the gesture when you say it.
It's the opposite of falling through. It's
exactly.
It's up and through.
You are such a. You're full of contradictions. a spectrum of. Emotions of words. I don't know.
Well, since this is going nowhere fast, why don't we figure out why don't we delve into what our
let's fall into
what our lusty little listeners are up to.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if I like the little in there, but okay. So that was just very Lolita. Here we go. We're starting off with MC. MC says that her favorite word in another language is merde, which she clarifies as shit in French. Thank you.
Yes. And then Paola says, pour la CTM. That has no meaning, but it's used when you are done with something.
So, to clarify, CTM in Chilean Spanish is concha tu madre, which is like slang, which I think we talked about
right.
Swear words another time. But
it's all
means
coming
like
back to me. Mm-hmm.
Your mother's C'NT.
Okay.
So... Yes, okay. Keeping it clean.
Yeah, all right.
So when someone's done, like when they're exasperated, they're like, por la concha tu madre.
Why does it always have to be about the mom, you know? It's not like son of a father, you know?
You say mother, father.
Yeah, but that's a fake curse word anyway. All right. Okay, cool. Got it.
We can make it real.
Starting right, here.
So,
Trendsetters.
Okay, so Amelia says, rascacielos, which is skyscraper in Spanish, or in my best French accent, couiller, which is to pick in French because it's only used for flowers or produce, which doesn't exist in English or Spanish. That's true. We don't have a specific produce flower verb.
So can I say, je te couiller?
Am I a flower?
Yes. Or produce that I'm about to eat. Yes.
Oh.
No, that got weird.
All right.
Okay, this is a bit hard. double GTFO. Censuratnuna.
No, come on.
That's really hard.
Give it, sound it out like I tell my kids.
Tsuntsuruten.
We don't speak Japanese.
It is Japanese for when your pant leg is just a bit too short and there's a small bit of skin showing between your pants and your socks. Wow, that's...
Basically being tall and trying to buy pants. Like, welcome to my world. I should get this tattooed across my fucking forehead.
Oh, yeah. I was very self-conscious about that when I was a kid.
All right, Katie. Oh, gotta love a good Schadenfreude, which is finding pleasure. Did I pronounce it wrong? Are you trying to correct me right now?
No.
Are you gatekeeping German? Wow.
Or maybe teaching you. You're not the only teacher here.
But you couldn't even let me finish the fucking word.
Or finish it.
I finished it.
Well, then I let you finish it.
So. You're taking pleasure from my pain, which is what this word means.
Go on.
Oh, so Katie clarifies that finding pleasure in knowing or witnessing the failure or pain of another is the definition of this word. And she says, I've got to respect the Germans for acknowledging that twisted side in all of us.
Yeah, they can do that.
Are you going to pronounce it correctly now?
No.
Oh, good. I didn't want to know.
Well, because she is being very mature over there.
I'm a flower.
Then I will be Freude for you.
Ooh.
All right.
A Freude with a flower.
Jonathan Servia says, Sacapuntas, pencil sharpener.
You were so aggressive when you said that. You were like sacking the punta of this conversation.
I feel like that's how you have to say it.
Yeah, I guess so. You could be aggressive when you speak. All right. Anastasia, my favorite one is Perchik, which is basically a diminutive of bell pepper. But the more you pronounce it, the more fun you have. Perchik. Perchik.
So what's the perchik, normal perchik, one? Perchik, chick?
Perch.
Oh, that would make more sense.
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know.
Chick, chick, chick. Spalzi. Parampara. It means tradition. Okay.
All right, good. That sounds very much like a fanfare. Like, parampara.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, I wonder if that's where it comes. I mean, it's probably not where it comes from, but
we'll do some research.
I'm just going to fanfare everything. Yeah, exactly. We'll go to the internets. Razdaz says, I don't speak Arabic, so here we go. Kada, which is shit in Arabic.
Nice. Kada.
If I didn't have the translation, I'd be like, that's a cool name. I feel like I could name someone that.
Mm-hmm. You still Kata. Should.
Hey, child, your name is shit.
Well, it wouldn't be a real name, obviously. Okay.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Sure.
Anonymous. Trucha. It means being careful or observant.
It might be a ch sound.
Or trucha, meaning being careful or observant.
Okay, Anonymous. Oh, I'm going to say something in German and Avery's going to correct me. Here we go. Anonymous. Says,
you just corrected me.
I said
hypocrite. It's pronounced hypocrite. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Anonymous said, I didn't have an answer to this one, so I did some Googling and came up with, oh, bat hyphen. Let me finish the goddamn word. Back fifingiskite. You do it, please. I can't.
Oh, my God. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100% positive.
Back fifingesicht.
Okay, a face that needs punching. That's what that means.
So that's great. Useful. I love it. So useful.
Can you repeat it, please, so I can just like internalize?
Well, back this. Is back. Pfeifen. Yeah, it's like a kind like of like fightin'. Pfeifen. Yeah, the P is kind of silent. It's kind of there, but kind of not. Pfeifen. Gesicht.
Gesicht.
You just heard me say that, but I didn't say what you just said.
Okay, chill. Jeez.
You just said, I think it's actually this.
I think it might be. You didn't have to follow me. I don't know what language that comes from. Anyway, moving on. So my face doesn't become one that needs punching.
I feel like we're going to have to argue about CHs for a while.
So you could always say, c'est la vie, which is French for such is life. And that comes to us from Kayla.
Oh, I love this one. Thank you, Colleen. Woohoo! Chupalo.
Yeah, please don't go around shouting that in Costa Rica.
No, I do know what that means. Actually, I should have said that early on. Thank you, Colleen. Shout out to Colleen. That was our favorite word when we were in Mexico. Chupalo. Oh. And then we would do the action. We were super mature 19-year-olds, so what would you expect?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't know, chupa is suck it, and lol, you can imagine what is being sucked. So you use that as like to tell someone off, like chupa.
Mm, mm-hmm. Could be a cucumber.
Sure. Anyway, Marcosi says coño, which is another good Spanish one. It's very satisfying to just be like coño. And it means damn it, but my coworkers don't know, smiley face.
Mm.
It's always great when you work with someone who doesn't speak your language.
Mm.
And you can throw in some swear words.
Mm-hmm. Sneak, sneak. Phononymous. Great name. Saudade or Sadad. It's Portuguese.
No. Can I help you?
This is a sharing episode.
I'm asking.
Apparently, yes.
Saudade.
Oh, Portuguese makes less sense than French. Great. It means a vague and constant desire for something that does not and possibly cannot exist, for something other than the present, a turning towards the past or towards the future, not an active discontent or poignant sadness, but an indolent, dreaming wistfulness. Wow. All right, then.
It's a great word. I mean, when you, like, come back from vacation, as you will be when this airs, you'll probably have saudade for Costa Rica.
I always used to call that post-traumatic... No, what? What did I call it? No, I got it. I used to call it post-vacation blues syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that is true. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Real-world return syndrome.
Yeah, right. That works, too. Saudade. Okay, good to know.
All right, and finally, XOXO Golden Girl comes to us with a word, or not a word, but like a feeling in Bengali. So I'm going to try my best to emulate this feeling. Mm-hmm. It's ish-ire.
Mm.
Ish-ire, which is the feeling like oof.
Sorry, I read ahead.
Steal my thunder, Jesus. Couldn't even let me have the last word.
I mean, like last time, I didn't follow the script. This time, I followed it too closely.
I wanted to be the script.
You are the script.
Oh, God. All right.
Well, I think that was lovely.
Lots of words for
yes,
us.
Yes, yes. Sometimes we Cheerio. Use them, chop, sometimes chop. We don't. Oh, okay, bye. She's kicking me out. Well, chupalo.
Oh my God. I just can't tell if you're putting the accent on the wrong place on purpose.
In that case, I was, yeah. Moving on to the best part ever.
Put some words together.
It's more of a dialogue this time than...
Lots of words together.
One quote. No, it's very okay. few, actually. It's just two characters.
Oh. Uh-huh.
One says, "All right, Blondie." And the other says, "Rapunzel." And the first one responds, "Gesundheit." Think Rapunzel, all right, Tower.
Is it Tangled?
Yay!
You already did a Tangled reference.
Doesn't matter. I love that movie so much. Woo! It warrants multiple quotes. And this was apropos.
It was. No. Apropos, also a good word. Very fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm glad we both pronounced it correctly, too.
Apple pose? Yeah. We should do another episode of just butchering words.
Well,
like absolutely speaking incorrectly.
Like just phonetically. Wait, not phonetically. Yeah. Yes, phonetically, I was right. Again. Oh. Like Phoenicians do.
It was lovely to mince words with you.
Did you think of that beforehand or just now?
No, I just thought of it now.
Oh, that's the way her brilliant mind works, ladies and gents and germs and all you in between and beyond. And thanks to Comise Johnson for her wonderful illustration of our tits. Just kidding. Of our faces.
And Gabrielle Beasley for her lovely intro and outro ukulele music.
Do we think we have it? We have an out?
Yeah. I think so. I'm just... that's the end. Just done.
Okay, bye.
Bye.